first impressions now that you got actually to work with these guys, the offensive coaches, everything?
Yeah, it's been fun. Anytime you get to get back out on the field, you know, it's a blast. We obviously have a bunch of new stuff to learn. Just trying to put in some of the basics of offense, defense, special teams at this point, new teammates to learn. But it's fun. You know, we do this because we love to play football and not run and lift weights and all that. You know, it's about playing football and playing the game, and we get a chance to do that this week, and it was a lot of fun.
What was your first impression of Caldwell, and what are some things he's said or done that have, you know, hit you as, you know, I like that, or, you know, what have you?
You know, there's a lot of things. He's a, you know, confident, level-headed guy. You know, everything he says seems to make a lot of sense. He's very well thought out. He's been doing this for a while. He carries a level of respect, obviously been to multiple Super Bowls. And, you know, he has a lot of respect in that locker room already. Just the way he carries himself, the way he talks about treating us and expecting the same kind of treatment in return. And that's something that is always good.
What's the system like genetically different about with this offense or is playing quarterback?
You know, as far as plays go, a lot of teams have very similar plays, but it's dramatically different in terms of verbiage, you know, scheme. It's quite a bit different, but it's fun learning something new. You know, it's a challenge for everybody in our locker room to learn it, and you know, I think guys are accepting that, having fun, and. And, you know, we do call a play and execute it well. It's fun to think about doing that 60, 70 times a game and seeing where we could go.
What stood out to you?
Is it on everybody, though, to learn how to let it once, though? I mean, is it the burdens on all?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as much as I can, I try to learn what everybody's doing at this point and help them out if they have questions, breaking the huddle or whatever it is. But guys are doing a great job. They're taking responsibility. They have to own this offense. And, you know, they're doing a good job of starting that. By no means are we anywhere close to owning the whole thing, for sure. We're just installing little tidbits of you know, base stuff. But guys are working and you know, trying to put their best foot forward.
What stood out to you about the schedule? Are you looking forward to Chicago, Green Bay back-to-back in December?
I look forward to all of them. There's 16 of them on the schedule, and I look forward to all of them. Obviously, have an opportunity to play in London, which is cool. We obviously play on Thanksgiving like we always do, which is a great thing, and the Monday night opener will be a good one. You know, but right now, the great thing about this time of year for us as a team is, you know, for me as an individual, is I'm focused on making myself as good as I can possibly be, learning this offense and making our offense and our team as good as we can possibly be. Yeah, I went. It was more of a NFL thing than it was a Lions thing. But I'm sure it had something to do with, you know, us going over there and playing this year against Atlanta. But it was a blast. You know, people out there love the game. You don't hear about it much over here because you just don't. It's so far away. But, you know, it was a warm reception. People were really excited about the Super Bowl. And you had fans of every team. I mean, you couldn't have picked, one team out of there. There was all 32 teams represented, people with jerseys on, fans having a good time.
Would they answer questions that you wouldn't normally hear from us? I mean, different kinds of questions, you know, unusual stuff.
By my tongue. I was going to say, that's where I was going, but it's day one with you guys. I'll take it easy. No, they do. Their love of the game is so simple. You know what I mean? It's so simple. It's not, hey, in week four last year, why the hell didn't you get me more fantasy points? It's, you know, how fun is it to play with Calvin, or how cool is it to play against this guy? Or it's more generic, simple questions than it is from you guys.
What were some of the things you did? Did you go to, like, a big stadium where they had a reception? What was on the agenda?
I kind of did a little media tour, and then I went to a big venue that they have that they were holding for a couple hundred, it seemed like maybe 1,000 fans that won a contest kind of to watch the Super Bowl. There was an MC, and I was kind of the special guest, talked before the game, halftime. I picked the Broncos, so they all think I'm an idiot, but it was fun. It was a blast. I went and saw a soccer game, which was cool. Those fans, they loved that down there too. So it was neat. I had a great time.
You mentioned about the defense being more aggressive.
aggressive this year. Do you get a sense with this coaching staff that the offense may be more aggressive as well?
I don't know. You know, we were a pretty aggressive offense last year, but, you know, I'm sure with the guys that we have on the outside to make plays and in the backfield, you know, whether it's throwing the ball 50 yards in the air or throwing it five and letting a guy run with it, you know, we're always about trying to make big plays, be smart with the football and all that kind of stuff. But big plays in this league, you know, lead to points, which inevitably leads to wins.
Just one thing before you go. We haven't had a chance to ask other players who've been around a while about this, but the owner passed away about a month ago, Mr. Clark. I just wonder what you thought about that. If you had any sort of feelings with him, you had a chance to talk to him while he was around.
Yeah, I did. You know, when I was first drafted here, you know, I had the pleasure to go up and talk to him and in his office up there, and, you know, what a great guy, a guy that was truly a Lions fan at heart. His entire family, you could feel that coming from them, not only from him. And obviously we're, you know, saddened to see him go. And you know, he leaves a great legacy in this building and I think in this town too, not only for what he did, you know, for our football team for so many years, but for the city of Detroit and you know, keeping forward here and doing, you know, a lot for the city. So I'm sure we'll find ways throughout the year to commemorate him and remember him.
Was he a presence at all, like in the locker room after games?
He was. You know, you know, obviously earlier in my career more so, it tapered off as the years went on, but it was always special for players when we saw him in the locker room after games. You know, just knowing his age and his condition, for him to come out and you know, support us, you know, in the locker room after a win or a loss, it was always great to see him.